So we're saying this out loud that by like next November, I'll be pregnant. We will see. I can't wait to listen to this podcast. Maybe we'll like clip it and like, you know, let's see.
Hey, yo, everybody. Welcome back to the Joey and Amanda podcast. I'm Joey.
And I'm Amanda.
You did it. You did it.
It's good to be back.
You said on our Setting Goals and Achieving Them podcast.
Which was?
Around New Year's.
Oh, around New Year's.
It was like our New Year's resolutions, I believe. You said by Thanksgiving that you would be pregnant. And here we are. It's November 12th. And
I'm pregnant.
Yeah! Oh, we can finally talk about it.
I know. It feels so good.
Oh, man. Finally.
I know. It feels so
great. Guys, we've been holding this in for 3 months. If you can't tell by the last podcast episode, which was probably like 3 months ago, we've been holding something in.
Yeah, I know. It just felt, number one, I've been really sick. So I've had a lot of morning sickness and nausea. Actually, it wasn't even morning sickness. It was all
day. Yeah, it was all day.
It was all day. And not only that, but it felt inauthentic to just talk about other things when there were so many things happening in our life that were more important. So we're like, let's just take a little break.
We've spent the last 3 months to each other only talking, thinking about this baby. And finally, we could tell all of you about it. I just wanted to say right away, I wanted to thank the people who reached out to us to see if we were okay. You know, thank you for reaching out, seeing if we were good, for respecting that we needed to take care of something. And this is what we were taking care of.
Yeah. So thank you. You guys are awesome. Except for that one person that... There's always one. That one person that said we abandoned our podcast and gave us a really bad review.
Somebody went to Apple Podcasts and wrote a review. They abandoned their podcast.
Yeah. So thank you for everybody that was patient and so sweet.
So we're going to go back and tell you guys a story of how this all happened. Not about how the baby happened. I think you guys know how that happened. How we got to here, how I found out, and how Amanda found out. It's great, great stories. But I should probably say, because I didn't know this maybe 2 years ago, that when you're pregnant, you usually want to wait 3 months to tell people about that. Do you want to explain why?
Yeah. So you wait 3 months. Usually you'll wait 3 months just because before 3 months, you have a higher possibility of having a miscarriage or something wrong happening within your pregnancy. Now, I'm such an open person. I always thought that when I got pregnant, I would tell everybody immediately. And if there was a miscarriage, I would just talk about it. And that's just the way I am. I can't hold anything in. But then I became pregnant and my feelings changed. They changed. Yeah. And I felt like it's not only me, it's me and a baby now. So my body and my mind are different. I'm trying to fight through nausea and all of these changes. Yeah. And it just felt right to wait. Yeah. So that's what we did.
Yeah, totally. And we'll talk about how, you know, Amanda's had a pretty rough first trimester. We're on to the second, so we've turned a corner.
Yeah, we have. It feels so good.
And I'm
good.
Sure you're going to want to talk about like what you like were going through and stuff. But I just want to say from the start that the way Amanda handled it all was so unbelievable to me, so inspiring to me. Like it's sad too, because I love Amanda and seeing her go through something was so hard. But I just wanted to say that the way she handled it all was just unfreaking believable.
Thank you.
Unbelievable.
And, you know, I keep thinking, I've heard of so many worse cases than me. So I usually just think of that and I feel like I'm not doing that bad, you know?
Right.
But I couldn't have done it without Joey.
Oh.
Like, no, you know, it's true. Like, this was really a team effort to the 100th degree, because every morning Joey would make sure to have like the waste basket next to me in case I wanted to throw up, and some crackers. And I always had fresh water by the bed, and he brought me breakfast in bed whenever I was up to eating anything, and did all the laundry, all the cooking, all the cleaning. Like all I had to worry about was just feeling better And it's just amazing. And you're already the best dad ever.
The least I could do for what you were going through, what your body was going through because of our cute little baby. So, okay. So 3 months ago,
mm-hmm.
what happened?
So let me rewind to we've talked about that we were going to be pregnant by November. And yeah. the reason I said that was because we wanted to start trying once we moved into the house. I did not want to become pregnant living in the apartment. I would be too overwhelmed and too claustrophobic mm-hmm. having a baby with not a lot of space personally. So we moved into the house and we're like, okay, well, let's try to have a baby. And within the first month, mm-hmm. I became pregnant. And I wasn't expecting that at all.
Right.
Because all of my friends that are pregnant, I have a lot of friends that have already had kids. I have one friend that's already on her third child. And it always takes a while. It always takes a couple months. So in my brain, I was like, all right, well, it'll take a couple months for me to become pregnant. Mm-hmm. But after the first month of trying, I wasn't expecting it. I had no symptoms. I mean, my breasts were a little tender, but that happens, you know, right before your period. So I fell asleep one night. What?
I'm sorry. There was one dream you had before. You had a dream.
Oh, yeah.
That you...
You always remember that one, and I don't because in my brain that...
Well, could we just tell? Yeah, just tell? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so I had this dream. I actually was pregnant when I had this dream, but I had a dream that I was pregnant, and it was so surreal because I felt the weight of a baby in my stomach. But in reality, it was because my bladder was so full. So that translated into this pregnancy dream. And or at least that's how I interpreted it. And I've been, you know, Joey and I have been talking about wanting to have a child or a baby. So I just was like, oh, that's why I had the dream. But yeah. I told Joey about it and you got really excited.
But the reason is, and we'll get to this a lot more later, your dreams are so powerful. Every time you have a dream about something, it kind of happens.
Yeah.
So once you said that to me and I already knew the power of your dreams, your psychic dreams, I got really excited. Yeah. And I kind of thought that there was a baby. Yeah,
I know. So then Joey, I remember we were laying out by the pool and he started talking to my stomach and he was like, you're doing so good in there. If you're deciding to form or if you're forming, like just keep going. And it was so cute. And I was just like kind of laughing because I was like, you know, you could be really talking to just nothing. But okay, it's very cute. About like a week later, I had one of those vivid dreams, mm-hmm. those vivid dreams that you feel like it's so real. So I had a vivid dream that I was pregnant and I knew I was pregnant in the dream and I had to go and find a pregnancy test that I had in the studio left over from a long time ago. You know, you buy a pack and they come with like two or three or something like that. So I had only one left in the dream.
Still in this dream.
In this dream, yeah. I had only one left and I had to find it. And I remembered where it was from packing. I just keep in mind, we still haven't really fully unpacked yet. So in the dream, I go, I grab the pregnancy test. I'm sitting on the toilet. I pee on it. I vividly pee on it and I look at it and it says that I'm pregnant. My mom is in the dream. I believe we're in Chicago or something. And in the dream, I just knew that I was so sure I was pregnant. So I wake up and I usually wake up later than Joey. So Joey's already had his he's doing his morning routine. He's like in the living room drinking his coffee, reading a news article or something. And I'm in bed, I wake up and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm pregnant. And I know that I had that one pregnancy test. It wasn't only part of the dream, it was also reality. That was, that part was real. So I went, found the pregnancy test exactly where, you know, it was in the dream and in real life.
Unreal.
I know. And I don't tell Joey because I figure I already feel like, okay, this is for sure. I'm pregnant. I'm going to take this and I want the reveal to be special. So I do this by myself. I grab it. I'm in the bathroom. I pee on the stick. Immediately it says I'm pregnant, like loud and clear. It's like the clearest you're pregnant. So I'm like, okay, yep, I'm pregnant. And I'm getting like really sweaty because I'm getting like nervous. I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't cry. I didn't get like, you know, there's some people ask me that all the time. Like, oh, did you cry when you get proposed to, or did you cry when you found out? I tend to just, when things like this happen in life, I kind of am a little bit in shock.
Right.
So I'm kind of like, oh my gosh, this is happening. What's the next step? And I'm thinking of all these things. So I'm like, okay, how am I going to reveal this? I didn't think about it. Mm-hmm. So I quickly go into the studio, which I usually do in the mornings anyway.
Right.
And I start working on a drawing. I'm like, I'm going to draw me revealing it to Joey and then show Joey the drawing of the reveal. And he never in a million years would he guess it, because every single day that I finish a drawing, I run over to Joey and I right. say, I'm done with my drawing. Right. And then you look at it.
Yeah,
and
it's normal.
It's totally normal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I started working on the drawing and Joey comes in to check up on me, but you don't walk all the way in. Yeah. Or I walk.
I stopped at the door.
You stopped at the door and I walked down and gave you a hug. Yeah. So I walked up and gave him a hug.
You stopped me from going in.
I stopped him from going in and give you a hug and a kiss. Because
sometimes
whatever.
I do come in to look at the drawing. And mm-hmm. Sometimes.
Yeah. And so, but yeah, as soon as you walked in, I went up, I gave you a hug. Yeah. And he didn't know. And I was like so surprised. You didn't like pick it up. Mm-mm. So I worked on the drawing and I did two versions of it. The first one, I think I was just like a little bit just shaky and excited, and nervous. It came out bad. So then I did another one and yeah, so I created that drawing. I'm sharing the drawing on my social media. If you guys want to see it, it'll be on Amanda Leander on Instagram. And I also videoed the reveal or like when I showed Joey. Yeah. So I had my phone ready. And the thing is
so good.
I've done these before, like with my grandma about like other drawings. So it wasn't weird that I was videoing this moment.
Right.
So you did not think for 1 second anything was weird.
You would do that with a drawing about the dinner we had the night before just to see my reaction to it. So it was not anything.
Yeah. So I,
I think you said like, look at this really funny drawing idea or something like
that. Yeah, I felt like if I said it's funny, then it would make even more sense why I'm videoing it, because then you would be like, okay, she's like wants to see my funny reaction.
You could see it for yourself on the video. I was sitting over there listening to music, eating some cereal.
I put a little sticker on, or not a sticker, little sticky note on top that says you're gonna be a dad.
Mm-hmm.
And you were completely blown away and shocked.
Yeah, I was.
It was really fun.
It was just one of those moments. Like the walls didn't feel, it felt like they were closing in. Like I just it didn't feel like it was a real.
Yeah, you were
like,
shocked too.
Shocked.
Yeah. So we had like a similar experience. It wasn't
It's weird. I wasn't shocked that you were pregnant. I was just shocked that was the moment that it was like, this is happening. This is happening right now.
This is real.
This is real right now.
That's how I feel every time something.
I also remember feeling like this from this moment on, everything's changed.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to be as it just was 2 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Like I had those feelings and thoughts. So it was really overwhelming, exciting, unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I know. So fun.
Yeah.
I wanted to say one thing.
Yeah.
So for all of you guys that really follow my social media, you will probably remember the exact day that I told Joey that I was pregnant, because it was an event.
Right. I forgot about this.
So it was an event, actually. So that day, do you guys remember, for you guys that follow, there was a missing wallet. It became like a whole thing where I feel like people from everywhere around the world was wondering where my wallet was.
Yeah.
I'd lost my wallet. I couldn't find it. We were guessing like the ghost took it, or like it was in between.
I had a theory that a rat came in and took it.
Yeah, it was in between the sheets or whatever. So I was looking for this, for my wallet, for weeks. And the day that I found it was the day, like right after, probably like 30 minutes after.
Yeah, yeah.
I told Joey I was pregnant. So if you guys remember that in my story, just because it was a whole thing,
yeah,
that was the day.
Well, there was all of a sudden more weight to finding the wallet because we had to go to the doctor and you needed your ID.
I didn't want to go to the DMV.
You know, during COVID, you're pregnant now. Like, we didn't want to risk going anywhere. We all of a sudden locked in to where the heck is that wallet?
Yeah.
And we did another sweep of the house and we found it under where you're sitting right now. Yeah. Somehow it was here. I don't know how that happened.
Joey's sound studio.
So yeah, it was here. But that's why our reactions are so big to finding it, is because there was so many more given circumstances behind just finding the wallet.
Right, that people didn't know.
Right.
Like the video, Joey's like on the floor like, oh my gosh, I'm so thankful you found it. And people are probably like, okay, chill, it's just a wallet. But no, it was important. Yeah. I didn't want to go out pregnant during COVID to the DMV.
And also, who knows how long it would take? We had to get you into the doctor. So I don't know. It was...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So anyway, I just wanted to throw that in there for people that...
It was a great day.
It was a great day.
And for the first week of you being pregnant, you felt pretty good.
I did. I felt fine. And I was thinking, oh, this is great. I'm going to have an easy first trimester. You know, I want to say too that I don't want to scare anybody that's going to become pregnant. I mean, everybody's experience is different. Every single one of my friends, I have one that's like, oh, I never threw up even once. And then the other friend's like, oh my gosh, I was throwing up 12, 15 times a day. That was an extreme case though. She had to go to the hospital. And then it just varies.
Yeah.
So for me, I felt like, yeah, it was rough, but I could handle it. And there was only a couple times where I was like in my head, just speaking to just the universe, anybody that has passed in our life, the future baby, like anybody that can help me from the other side. I was like, please. There's only like a very few minimum. Yeah, it wasn't that many times where it was like that. But
and the other thing too is you had a couple. I wouldn't even say days, maybe a couple hours where you felt really good throughout it. And in those times, you felt like, yeah, the bad times weren't even that bad.
Yes.
And then fast forward a day later, you're like, oh, it's really bad again. Yeah. It's really bad. So.
You really do forget quickly. Even you forgot quickly.
Yeah.
It was like during the first trimester, I remember sometimes I would have two good days.
Yeah.
And when I say good days, I mean like I didn't throw up. I still get nauseous and had loss of appetite, but I was feeling so much better. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, it's not that bad. And then when I felt bad, it's kind of like, do you know when you get sick and you lose like your scent, like you can't breathe because your nose is so stuffy and you're like, oh my God, I wish I could just breathe again. Like, yeah. And then you're so thankful when you can, but you kind of forget about it when you're not sick.
That's a great... Yes.
Does that make sense?
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. You did not complain once. And even if you did complain, it would be totally reasonable. And people who do go through this and complain, totally, I would be complaining every second of every day. But you didn't. You just like handled everything so incredibly.
Thanks.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Thanks. I just felt like, you know, it's part of it and it's going to pass. And
and
if you're pregnant or if you're thinking of getting pregnant or if you're going through this right now, the best thing I can say is it's temporary. Just like everything, it's going to pass. Take it day by day and just do your best. But yeah.
And, you know, like you said earlier, not everybody goes through that, you know. So, and I remembered what I was going to say earlier in the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
I was just going to say that we had the idea early on, like, oh, you know, it'd be really fun. Why don't we record like a series of podcasts?
Oh, yeah.
And then like we'll have like every week we'll like update what's been going on. And then, you know, when we can announce it, we'll release all of them.
Yeah, that was our plan.
That was not going to happen.
Yeah, that was not
going to
happen.
We quickly realized you did not have the energy or the amount of time to sit and talk without feeling
without
sick,
gagging. Without all of a sudden it's like, ugh.
Yes, and I couldn't do it, like I couldn't hold down the fort and do a solo episode because it would be sketchy and weird. We don't want people to think that you were pregnant or so. Yeah.
So that's what happened.
That's what
but
happened.
But yeah, I forgot. That was our plan.
Yeah.
And then it slowly went away.
But you're on a roll. You're feeling great today.
I'm feeling so much better now. Oh my gosh. The only thing I will say during this pregnancy, which is so weird, is I have lost my appetite.
Yeah.
I have lost my appetite for things, except breakfast foods. Like I'm okay with breakfast. Like I'm okay with like yogurt or an egg, like boiled egg or like things like that. Like fruit. I've been eating a lot of fruit, but for the most part, I completely lost my appetite. I am not craving the things I used to love. Like I can't have pasta or any type of burger or any type of like big meal. Mm-hmm. And that's really weird. It's really weird for me because I'm a very intuitive eater. And every time I'm the one who decides dinner and it always lines up like it, I'll say it and you're just like, yeah, that's exactly.
That's exactly what we need to have for dinner. That's it. And so for the past 3 months, I've been left to decide on my own, which is impossible. I can't decide. I can't make up my mind.
And I don't know either. So it's been kind of rough when it comes to that. We've been eating a lot of just small meals. And Joey has been eating like a pregnant woman. He's been eating like a pregnant woman. I'm just like, go like order something. Like
I just
eat.
Feel bad. Like what if the smell, because there's sometimes smells make you nauseous. Mm-hmm. So I just didn't want to get something that set you back. And
no, I always say it's fine. I'll just go to the room and enjoy a meal. Poor Joey. It's been 3 months.
There's no poor Joey in this scenario. There's no poor Joey anywhere in this scenario.
3 months you haven't been eating well when you totally could.
I'm eating like a pregnant woman. It's great.
We have been eating. This baby definitely loves eating healthy because I have been eating. I have not been craving anything really unhealthy except yesterday.
Yeah.
I had an amazing pizza.
It was real good.
And this morning I woke up and I'm like, oh my gosh, I just want to have pizza for breakfast.
Yeah. Well, I have not seen you eat a piece of kale in 5 years. And all of a sudden you're pregnant with this baby and you're craving kale salads, which is unbelievable.
And green juice.
This is going to be a healthy baby.
Yeah. So that's good. But I do miss craving all the other things.
Can we talk about the last sonogram at all or no?
Mm-hmm.
So we went in on Friday to take a look at our little baby. Mm-hmm. And I talked to the baby at night.
Yeah.
Like I talked to the baby all the time. We're pretty much best friends. So I said to the baby, we're gonna see you tomorrow. So mm-hmm. why don't you give us like a wave or, you know, whatever you want to do, we'll be watching. So we go in.
Uh-huh.
We look at the baby. Baby's doing great. So
baby loves
cute.
The camera.
Baby loves the camera. Was sucking their thumb and moving around mm-hmm. and like fist pumping and stuff. And they were waving to this baby was waving.
This baby moved its arm. You can call it a wave or you can call
it a wave.
You can call it an adjustment. it was so cute. When the baby, we were watching the baby and there's at one point and during the sonogram that it like had to readjust and it just like moved up. And we freaked out and we like melted. And I'm like, oh my God, it's happening. I knew this was going to happen.
Yeah.
So Joey will do like anything. And I think it's the cutest, sweetest thing ever. I'm just like, oh my gosh. Oh, look at the way your hand is doing this or whatever. So anything Joey does, I find just fascinating and very cute. So now we created a child. And I don't know how we're going to just, all we were going to want to do is just watch the baby do anything.
Well, I think the same about you. So when I see you and the baby do something cute, I'm going to explode. I'm just going to pop.
Oh my gosh. We're already obsessed. But yeah, that was really fun seeing that sonogram.
Yeah.
And hearing the heartbeat and.
Mm-hmm. Baby's doing good.
Yeah, the baby's doing great. We're so excited.
Anything else you want to add? This was the first time that we've announced this.
Yeah, we're back.
We are back.
We are back.
We are fully back.
We're excited. It feels great now to just be open and not hide anything from everybody.
Ooh,
and
that's something that was really interesting is Amanda is such an open book. I know you kind of talked about this already, but on here, We both are very like open and vulnerable. And then on social media, you're very like open. You welcome everybody into your life.
I don't hide anything.
No, nothing.
Literally everything you guys know about me is just like, I don't have secrets. And it's just the way that I am.
Yeah.
So this was weird.
This was weird. For the past 3 months, you have been trying your hardest to be open with everybody while at the same time hiding the biggest secret like you've ever had.
I know.
So finally, today's the day.
I know. Today's the day. That's why I haven't really been that active. And you guys have noticed. And a lot of you guys already probably know I'm pregnant. Oh,
the amount of people that are going to be like, I knew it.
I know. Yeah, I just haven't been posting that much, especially because it felt like I posted a little bit, but I didn't go in depth because it just feels inauthentic.
Yeah.
So now it feels just great to reveal it. Thank you guys for all the support, for being here. I'm so excited to have you guys be part of this journey. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to do the next episode. I think we'll be answering people's questions. Yep. I know people are going to have a lot of questions, and I think it's just going to be a great episode to just like answer it all, help people that are pregnant and all of that. Mm-hmm. Yay.
You're the best mom already.
You're the best dad already.
Thank you everybody so much. Thank you for being patient with us. Mm-hmm. We are fully back. How good does it feel to do this right now?
It feels so good to be back.
Oh, we missed you guys.
I know. We really did. Side note, our family is driving cross country for the holidays. They're going to stay for a month in California. And
both of our families.
Yeah, Joey's and mine. And we're so excited. So we're definitely going to have some really cool episodes kind of diving deep into like our childhood and our family and what our parents and siblings and
we
all
should bring
of that.
Each family member on an episode.
Yeah, I think that'd be
that's
great.
Fun.
So now you're really going to really be part of the family.
Right. All right.
So thank you everybody for joining in. I hope you guys have a wonderful day, week. We will see you we will hang out with you on here next week. I'm sending you so much love. I hope you and your families are just staying healthy and safe. And we'll hang out soon.
Look at you go. Look at you go. You've come
a long
way.
I still got it.
You still got it. You still got it. All right. Thank you, everybody, so much. Talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
No, I got it after towards the end of our conversation. You meant look at you go because I'm feeling so much better.
Yes.
But
you were thinking look at you go. You still got the you still got the podcast down. You know what? I meant it both ways. I meant it both ways.
Okay, great.
Nicely done. You feel good?
Yeah, I feel good.
I love you very much.
I love you very much.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.